done in a licensed physician's office. This is a very effective method.
Now, a lot of people, you know, they hear bacteria and friendly bacteria and this and that. They think, well, I don't want any bacteria in me. This is friendly bacteria. This is bacteria that's helpful to the body. How does it help the body? What purpose does it serve?
Well, in the colon, we must have Bulgaricus flora. This was discovered 100 years ago by a Professor Metchnikoff. The friendly bacteria is commensurate or lives normally in the colon, and if we don't have it, then the unhealthy will thrive, will take over. So if you don't have an army in your country to fight off potential bad armies coming in, they'll just take over your country. So you always want to keep a certain defense up just to protect yourself, and your immune system is at stake in this instance in the human condition. So the healthy flora is there also to help us synthesize some vitamins. B12, for instance, is necessary. We have flora to help us make an alkaline environment in the colon so we don't get colitis, so we don't get infections, so we don't break down our primary area. Our colon is our human garbage can, and if out of sight, out of mind, you don't want to think about it, and also it's a taboo area. People many times would rather go under the knife for surgery than clean their colon, people do like the results of a colonic, just like the results of a dentist, and not want to really go there. But the point of detoxification is that you want to get better, you don't want to have pain. As we started out, people will be motivated. It's a great motivator, pain. And people will try to get away from pain. If you're looking for more than just a little suppression, you really want to get better, then you want to go along a natural program like I'm describing.
Sounds like a great thing. I'm going to talk about that some more. Right now, we're going to have to break away for just a moment. It's time for a brief report from the Herbal Medicine Chest with Dr. George Love.
Today's herb is hyssop. Did you know that hyssop is an old Bible remedy mentioned in Psalms 51:7? Its use is valuable in asthma, colds, and all chest affections. It loosens phlegm in the lungs and throat. Hyssop is excellent for children and infants' diseases such as sore throat and quinsy, and it can be applied as a compress or used as a gargle. Hyssop increases the circulation of the blood, and it will reduce blood pressure. It's an excellent blood regulator and fine tonic when the system is in a weakened condition. It can help cleanse the lymph fluids as well. Hyssop is used for stomach troubles, jaundice, dropsy, and for the spleen. It has a splendid effect on the mucus lining of the stomach and bowels, and it's good also for stings and bites, and it kills body lice. So remember to keep hyssop in your herbal medicine chest.
And that was the Herbal Medicine Chest, a little 60-second tidbit we like to give you, let you know what's going on in the world of herbs, and we will be right back after these important messages.
If you think that nature is providing your body with all the friendly bacteria that it needs, think again. Improper diet, alcohol, antibiotics, medications, environmental toxins, and stress may be robbing your body of protective microorganisms and hindering your body's resistance to harmful, disease-causing bacteria. To aid in maintaining normal intestinal flora, Houston Enterprises introduces Allodophilus capsules. Use Allodophilus to aid in the destruction of unfriendly bacteria. Use Allodophilus to increase the number of friendly bacteria. Use Allodophilus to produce important nutrients. Allodophilus, the benefit of aloe vera, the benefits of Acidophilus. For more information about Allodophilus, call 1-800-88-DETOX or visit your favorite health food store and ask for Allodophilus. Give your body what it needs. Allodophilus, from the makers of Daily Detox Herbal Tea.
That one of the purposes of friendly bacteria in the body is to defend against unfriendly bacteria. And are we talking about, there was the big outbreak of E. coli that I think everybody remembers with the undercooked meat and a bunch of people got sick and there were even a couple of deaths. Is that the kind of thing we're talking about when you say unfriendly bacteria?
That's exactly what we're talking about. E. coli is always in the colon. It never leaves, and you must keep the titer or balance or the amount of E. coli down. It will take over your body if your immune system is weak. People get sick and are overwhelmed by germs because of a weak immune system. They're not making the white blood cells that they need to phagocytize or eat away the germs. In a healthy body, there's also a type of white blood cell called the macrophage, and many years for many years, the cancer specialists were trying to kill the macrophage and destroy